Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. It's that time of the week when David James and I gather around the broadcast table for our weekly conversation. This time, we'll focus on major prophecy conferences that may well be dangerous to your biblical understanding of God's plan for the future. Also, we'll have encouragement to each of us who are students of Bible prophecy to study the prophetic word of God and do it in the literal translation of what the Lord is telling us about the future. David will be here at the broadcast table in a moment on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. For additional study aids in your study of Bible prophecy, you might want to consider my commentaries on Daniel, Ezekiel, and Revelation. You can find them at my prophecy bookstore, prophecytoday.com. We now bring to this microphone David James. We're going to have our weekly conversation, and this time we're going to focus on the second annual Blessed Hope Prophecy Conference. These kinds of conferences are happening across the United States. This is a pretty large conference, and I want to talk with David about the fact, are these kinds of conferences helpful to the body of Christ? But David, before we get into our conversation, let's take a moment to remind our listeners about our upcoming conference in December, where you will be teaching graphics and PowerPoint design. Now, what are a few of the things that people can expect to learn? And also, do people already need to be good with graphics to take advantage of what they will be learning?
We'll be covering things like composition of how you put together a PowerPoint slide, how you put together a poster. These are principles that are applicable across a wide range of graphic uses. And as far as people needing to be good with graphics, you know, I started doing some graphic design back when I was in college. That was the late 70s, ages and ages ago. And back then, you did have to have some artistic and graphic skill. But today, with computers, the internet, all those kinds of things, you really don't need to be a graphic artist. All you need to know is if something looks good and if something doesn't look good and how to avoid something that doesn't look good and figure out why something does look good. And if you can make those choices between good and bad, then you have all the skills you need to put together some really great material for teaching or for advertising, for communicating.
You can go to my website, prophecytoday.com. There is going to be a revolving banner up top, and you'll see it's School of Prophets. That's December 11, 12, and 13 here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. A lovely location, great opportunity to get with other Christian friends to learn something. I will be continuing my study of going through all 66 books of the Bible and showing you where they have prophecy passages that are key to our understanding the end-time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. Want more information? Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Let's get to the topic, David. There's a major prophecy conference taking place in Norman, Oklahoma. We thought it would be important for us to discuss some of the concerns that we have. Would you take it from here, David?
It is being put on by Prophecy Watchers, and they have assembled a really, seems to be a very large conference. They have 33 speakers, which is almost unheard of. So it's an extremely large conference, and there are some good topics that are being discussed. But as you said, there are some things that are of concern as well. And I think it's helpful and important for our listeners to just think through some of this as to whether this is overall a good thing or are there some things that we need to be concerned about and watch out for.
And I want our listener friends to know that Dave and I have looked over the list of speakers and the topics that they're going to be discussing. We would agree there are some good Bible teachers who are dealing with important topics, David.
That's right. Some men that you and I know and we respect as teachers of the Word who are good at handling particularly the prophetic passages in Scripture and dealing with eschatology, the study of last things. For example, Mark Hitchcock, who is a pastor actually in that area in Oklahoma. He kicks off the conference with a topic, can we still believe in the rapture? And certainly he would, and he also has one or two other main sessions that he is dealing with as well. Andy Woods, who is fairly well known, and he's I have a lot of respect for him. He puts up a lot of good videos dealing with some very important topics, a very responsible teacher. And of course, our friend Tommy Ice is going to be there, and he always brings a lot to the table. He's going to be talking about, in one of his sessions, talking about end times prophecies in Deuteronomy. And so these are some good men who bring a lot to the table, and people that we could all learn from.
Absolutely. But apart from those speakers at the conference whom we would support, there are also those who we would be very seriously concerned about as well.
Well, that's true, and I think this presents part of the problem. It's actually, with 33 speakers, you have quite a mixed bag, and there are some who are kind of in the middle that we would say generally they're fairly good and they're fairly responsible in handling the Word of God, but there are some others in this group that I would have some very serious concerns about. For example, and I'm not going to get into naming names at this point. It's not necessary. People can go to the Prophecy Watchers website and look at it for themselves. But there are some, as I have done research into some of these men, there are some who are strongly charismatic. So that certainly influences the way they handle the Word of God. There are some who deal with what we have talked about as a Nephilim UFO eschatology, saying that the Nephilim are going to return to the earth. Some even say that the Antichrist is going to be a Nephilim, and they're talking about UFOs playing into this as well. There are some in the group who, I was researching one particular man, he doesn't believe that water baptism is for the church today, neither should we be observing the Lord's table. So you have this broad range of backgrounds, and I think this presents some serious problems for the people who will be in attendance, and not only will it be a large gathering there on site, but they're offering it live streaming as well, so it has the potential of having a lot of impact.
Actually, what you've just said, David, begs the question, do you think having a mixture of good and bad prophecy teachers at a conference like this presents any problems for those who are there in attendance or who, as you just mentioned, may be watching it on streaming video?
Well, I think it does. One of the problems that we have, and we'll talk about this in a few minutes, but since prophecy is not taught that much in the local churches, a lot of people who go to these different prophecy conferences, because of their interest, they're not well taught, and they don't know how to handle the Word of God accurately in many cases. And so what you have, if you have a situation where you have a very good prophecy teacher followed or preceded by a bad one or a sensationalist, somebody who's off the wall in their understanding and get off into speculation, for one thing, it comes across as a tacit endorsement, and I think the average person may not be able to figure out how to sort it out, and they would assume naturally that a lot of these men are all on the same page and would be in agreement. And another thing is that when you get on stage with someone that you don't agree with, you have really one of two choices. You either contradict them, which introduces confusion into the audience, or you agree to not talk about things that you disagree with them on, and that actually gives credence to the false teaching that they may be receiving. So I think there are a number of problems. And I know that, you know, you've been a prophecy teacher in many large conferences over the years, and I know that you are being much more careful in the invitations that you accept.
Yes, I really am. And in fact, for the first Blessed Hope Conference, I was invited to be one of the speakers. I just respectfully turned that opportunity down. And even before that, there were some of the same personalities and prophecy teachers that wanted me to join with them. Some of them I have talked with. I've been on their television programs, radio programs before, but they've walked away from what I think is truly biblical prophetic truth in the Word of God. You know, if I was to have to say why I am not attending, and you've already basically mentioned it, but confusion to the attendees. I have been studying the Word of God and the prophetic Word of God for over 50 years, and I want to make certain that I am teaching what God's Word says, not what I think it says, but actually what it says. And if somebody's up there making up things, that's going to be confusing to attendees. The endorsement of some of these teachers who I would have to say are false teachers. I'm not going to name any names as well as you, David, but I would think that endorsing some of these teachers would be a dangerous thing to do. The Bible says to mark those who have a doctrine contrary to what we understand and avoid them. Do not join with them, and especially do not endorse what they're doing. And I guess my bottom line, I'm going to have to stand at the judgment seat of Christ one day, not to determine whether I'm lost or saved. You don't go to the judgment seat unless you are saved. But my works are going to be judged, and I don't want to lose the rewards that I'm going to lay at the feet of Jesus Christ, Revelation chapter 4, verse 10, and Revelation chapter 22, verse 12, he'll bring back and then set my job description forever. I think that's a serious time. I want to be able to stand clean at the judgment seat of Christ. Well, David, let's just conclude this conversation. We always do it with a practical approach. Would you agree that one reason why prophecy conferences like this are regaining popularity is because of the lack of sound teaching on prophecy in our churches today?
Well, I would definitely say that's true. It seems to be that it has become a topic that is now avoided because for whatever reason it has turned out that people have concluded that it's divisive and not that important. But, you know, we can't understand our present unless we understand where we're going in the future and what God is doing. And I would also say not only is it a problem in the churches, I think it also starts in our academic institutions, our Bible institutes, Bible colleges and Christian universities and seminaries who are not accurately teaching eschatology to the guys they are training to become pastors. So I think it's almost an epidemic problem, and I think if they were getting good, solid teaching in their churches, that they wouldn't be chasing after anybody who may have the next sensational perspective on future events.
Let me make this final statement. If you're in a church that's not teaching Bible prophecy correctly, I would say go find another church. That's 30% of the entire Bible. And if this pastor that you're considering sitting under is actually teaching 30% of the Bible wrong, how do you know if he's going to be teaching the rest of it right? And we need to have our own individual studies. And that's one of the purposes for us here at Prophecy Today, the School of Prophets, which we've already talked about, is teaching prophecy correctly. And we would love for you to get involved with us. Now, you may say, how do you know you're correct and they're wrong? Well, come and study with us, and you have a responsibility to take us to the wall as we are considering this conference as well. If you think we're wrong, let's reason together in God's prophetic word. David, thank you so much. I think this was a topic we needed to discuss. Appreciate how you brought it to the table. And we'll have another one similar to this, not necessarily to the same issue, but another one next week when we get together.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Great to be with you again.
Very important discussion with David James today here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Since 30% of the Bible is prophecy, we need to study God's plan for the future. However, at the same time, we must remember the words of Jesus, Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, and then again in Matthew 24, 11, and beware of false prophets and false teachers. Remember, God's word is the absolute. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.